The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sumitomo Rubber, almost without warning, announced the closure of the plant in the town of Tonawanda. First of all, your reaction to that, please.
Yeah, it was caught everyone by surprise here. And, you know, our thoughts and hearts go out to the, you know, more than 1,500 employees and families that are going to be impacted by this. And a pretty shocking decision and something that we're all trying to get our heads around at the moment.
Now, the IDA did offer some incentives, not just once, but twice, to help Sumitomo stay operational in Tonawanda. What were those agreements?
So, yes, the IDA offered some incentives to projects in 2017 and also again in 2021, both for renovations and expansions of that facility. And, you know, to date, you know, those expansions and investments had happened, and they were living up to, you know, the requirements as far as their employment and following through. So from that perspective, you know, we were, you know, happy to provide those incentives to try and work with the company to secure those new investments at the plant.
And according to your statement, with that happening, that puts Sumitomo in default of that agreement. What happens now to those agreements?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, you know, part of the agreement is that the plant has to continue to operate. And in this case, if they, you know, are closing the facility, then those agreements would be voided and we would take legal actions to terminate those benefits as they would move forward.
What kind of action can the IDA take against a company that's just stopping operations?
Well, the way IDA incentives work is obviously there's, you know, property tax incentives that occur over time. So those benefits would get canceled. So even though the company was approved to, you know, receive those, they wouldn't be able to receive those if we terminated those as we would move forward. And then there were some incentives that were provided, you know, as part of the build out that we'd be looking at what our options are to potentially, you know, recapture those payments. And that would be a discussion and an action of the board.
Chance that you'll have the opportunity to talk with Sumitomo to try to get them to reconsider their closure?
Yeah, I do know that there's a number of, you know, folks and people that have been reaching out to Sumitomo, you know, to have some discussions about what, you know, may be going on. I know the county executive, and I'm sure governor and others have been involved, and, you know, we have had some, you know, conversations with folks about, you know, what potentially could be done. So we're going to be, you know, reaching out to see if there are any options to talk to the company to see if there'd be something that could be done.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.